9 years ago this month, I arrived at church one frosty morning at 6:30 to celebrate the 7 o'clock Mass, and a parishioner was waiting for me by the sacristy door to show me a man sleeping on the hard floor of our then newly dedicated columbarium. She said, "He's lying at the feet of Jesus." And so he was, sound asleep on the cold tile right in front of the bronze statue of the Way, the Truth, and the Life. Our homeless visitor woke immediately at the sound of my voice and apologized for sleeping there, but he said that he felt safe in that place. He was in his late 20s, but because of his years of substance abuse, he looked at least 20 years older. Every crime and bad decision of his sad life was visible in his eyes and on his face, which was so old and tired for such a young man. And when he finally stood up and saw a priest of Jesus Christ, he threw himself into my arms and wept bitterly. I think of and pray for that man each time I read about the conversion of Dismas, the name given by an ancient tradition to the penitent thief, one of the two men crucified to the right and left of the Lord Jesus. By some gift of grace, Dismas knew that the dying rabbi from Nazareth was indeed the King of the Jews. But Dismas also saw by faith that the Lord Jesus is truly the Son of God and the King of all creation. And so he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And the difference between Dismas and us, if there is any difference, is one of degree only and not of kind, because we are all separated from God and in need of redemption. Please notice that Dismas did not ask for a reprieve of his death sentence or for worldly freedom. His hope, rather, was in the kingdom to come. And by grace through faith, Dismas saw in the Lord Jesus the divine power that creates and sustains all things, rather than simply the human failure of a man being put to death by the power of earthly authority. So, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And the Savior replied, "Today you will be with me in paradise." But Dismas was not the only criminal being crucified with Jesus. The other man, the impenitent thief who taunted the dying Christ, is named Gestas in several ancient texts. And one Arabic tradition holds that Gestas was among a gang of robbers who assaulted the Holy Family on their flight to Egypt more than 3 decades before that Good Friday on Mount Calvary. But whoever this wretched man was, his heart was filled with cynical hatred rather than with regret for his crimes. And Gestas held no hope for anything good, true, or beautiful in his life, either here or hereafter. "Are you not the Christ?" he sneered. "Save yourself and us." In this taunt, Gestas joined those who ridiculed Jesus from the foot of the cross. "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." But friends, this is precisely what worldly power can never comprehend. Jesus said to Pilate, "My kingship is not of this world. If my kingship were of this world, my servants would fight that I might not be handed over to the Jews. But my kingship is not from the world." But poor Pilate simply could not understand what he was hearing. "So you are a king," he persisted. And Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king? For this I was born, and for this I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." And then Pilate's cynical incomprehension turned to soul-killing nihilism. What is truth? The Lord Jesus teaches us that everyone who is of the truth hears my voice, and so we can live now, even now, as citizens of the kingdom, by belonging to the truth, by loving the truth, and by doing the truth. But we also know from our own failures how hard it is to live in the truth with constancy. In our sins, we're drawn to hide in the darkness of deception and error and evasion. And in our shame, we are tempted to despair, or else to shout in anger at the Lord and at His church that our sins aren't really sins, no matter what the Bible says, and that we are not accountable to anyone else, even to the triune God, and still less to His church. But that mix of despair and rebellion is precisely what filled the heart of Gestas with hatred and contempt of both God and man, even as he hung next to the Lord Jesus and to Dismas and heard the plea of the penitent thief for mercy. Until and unless we surrender to the kingship of Christ crucified by belonging to the truth who sets us free, we cannot share in the kingship of Christ resurrected, who is our eternal life, because he is the only way to the Father. But given our frailty, how can we surrender to the kingship of Christ crucified? In truth, it is beyond our strength to do this. But God be praised, it is not beyond Christ's strength, because he is the Pontocrator, the ruler of all. In today's second lesson, St. Paul explained to the Colossians that the Son of Mary, whom we confess as Lord, is also God the Son, the eternal Word by whom all things were made. The Apostle wrote that Christ Jesus is the icon, the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, for by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones. And here Paul names the choirs of angels, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. Christ is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Christ is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in Christ all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile all things to himself, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. And now we're back to the throne of Christ the King, his cross. The poor wretch who found a place of refuge in our columbarium on that cold night 9 years ago probably did not see the words cut into the limestone pedestal on which the bronze statue stands. I am the way, the truth, and the life. But even if he did not see those words, our visitor was drawn to the one whose image stands there with power and tenderness in his face. That poor soul came and slept at the feet of Jesus precisely because he knew that he could not save himself. And however confusedly, the homeless addict I met in the columbarium heard in his heart an echo of the cry of Dismas on the cross, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Here we should recall that Dismas did not ask for earthly freedom, but only for a place in the kingdom of Christ to come. Christians are constantly tempted to try building the kingdom of God on earth by seeking to translate the gospel into a program of government or a blueprint for a better political or economic order. But every time we do that, we surrender to the same delusion which made Gestas hateful and to the same confusion which made Pontius Pilate incapable of understanding the Savior. Yes, of course, Christians should always seek to establish justice and promote peace and secure the dignity of all persons in the public life of every nation and to serve those in need. But that cannot be done by confusing the kingdoms of men with the kingdom of God, or by expecting pagans to live as Christians without sharing our faith. And this holds equally for the politics of both the left and the right. Here on this earth, Christians are but strangers and sojourners, and so our true citizenship is in the kingdom to come. Friends, becoming a new creation in Christ is the only way for any of us to rejoice with the saints in light and to join them in the new and eternal Jerusalem. And being united to Christ by faith, hope, and love is the only way we can face the end of days and our final judgment with tranquility rather than with terror. That is why living by grace through faith in Christ Jesus is the divinely appointed way for us to enter the universal kingdom of truth and life, a kingdom of holiness and grace, a kingdom of justice, love, and peace. In sum, to enter the kingdom of God, we must confess our sins and allow the Lord Jesus to forgive us and cleanse us of the cynicism, nihilism, and self-justifying anger of Pilate and Gestas. And then Christ can and will restore in us the divine icon, the image of God in which we were created, but which we disfigure by our sins. And only in this way does the Lord Jesus to prepare to share in the glory of his resurrection. And that is why on this solemnity of Christ the King, we ask with Dismas, from a hope founded not on our own goodness, but on Christ's tender mercy, divine power, and perfect love, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.